Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex show, and it's time to wake up your little sleepy head and get on out there and take on the day, take on the world. I mean, imagine right now we're probably waking somebody up, possibly on their alarm clock. No, for real, though. It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now, and if you do this, I think you might be one of the weirdest people in the world and possibly psychotic. Does anybody in the room here, Alex, Liv, or Porkchop, actually sleep in their bedroom or on their couch with the TV on? Do you fall asleep with the TV on?
Nope. I do, not on purpose. Like, I just, like...
pass out?
Yeah, like, I physically can fall asleep anywhere. Like, does not matter where I am.
But like, you don't do that as like, I have to go to bed with my TV on?
No, I definitely do not have to.
So many people I know, though, do that.
Really?
That's something I ask guys when I first start dating. I ask them what their sleeping habits are. Do you snore? One. And two, do you have to sleep with the TV on? Because if they say yes, I will not date them. Because I cannot stand that. And that is a battle that I hate having to fight.
Well, that might be a good thing that you have, Alex. There was some research done. It was for women. And they were actually just kind of doing some research on breast cancer. But one thing they did in the questionnaire, they asked them about like if they sleep with light exposure because it could throw off your sleep and your patterns. And the women that filled this out during this breast cancer survey, they found that on average gained at least 11 more pounds over that time than the other women that didn't have the TV or some light on in their room, like keeping them up. And they're saying that there's about 30% more likely to become obese if you do that. So Alex, your guy could be trying to make you fat.
Oh my
if
goodness.
If you keep the TV on there. I think it's just weird though. Like for me, I need it cold. I always need it cold. But to go to bed to sleep, I need silence, I need dark, and I need cold. I need a little cave, a little hole to sleep in. Otherwise, I can't.
I could fall asleep literally in the middle of a tornado.
Yeah,
I'm not joking.
I can
fall asleep with
how
like,
do you do that? I'm so jealous, Liv.
So I think it might be because I have three older sisters.
Okay.
And so growing up, I always had to go to bed earlier than they are because like they're all like a little bit older than me. Like my oldest sister is 7 years older than me. And then the next one is 5. The next one is 3. So they never were going to bed when I was going to bed. So I would be asleep in my room, like trying to go to bed. And they would all be like laughing and screaming and chasing each other around the house. And my parents would be like laughing with them. And we're just a really loud family.
That has to be torture. So, knowing you can't get out of your bed and you hear all the fun.
Yes, I know. They were all having so much fun and I never got to have fun with them. Then finally, when I was old enough to where I didn't have a bedtime, they were all in college. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Thanks, Mom and Dad, for nothing.
Yeah.
This sucks.
I have to have complete darkness also. I just need my fan on. I need to have a fan in there and no noise at all.
My friend has to fall asleep to the movie It's Complicated.
That is so stupid.
Every single night for like the past however long it's been out, she has to fall asleep to the movie It's Complicated, and she will not put anything else on, and she demands it.
I mean, I knew a guy that had to fall asleep to the movie Trolls because he was always scared.
What? Well, excuse me, hold on.
A lot
that's
of
not normal.
There.
Yeah, let's explain that one.